Tonight's shir, Simen Nun Gimel, Se'if Yud Aleph through Tes Vav. Se'if Yud Aleph, Shliach Tzibur Shemarach B'Tefila, Kedei Sheyishmu Koloi Arev. Shliach Tzibur, who extends the davening, he protracts the davening, that everyone should hear his sweet voice. Imhu Machmas Shesameach B'Libol Shenoisen Hodol Hashem Yisparach B'Ne'imo. If his thinking is, I'm so happy to give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a nice, pleasant way, and that's why I'm singing so beautifully, Tavol Bracha, let's give all the kishik be blessed. Fushi Yisbal B'Koy V'Droy Sh'Oim V'Emo V'Yira. Assuming he's davening with a true sense of severity and true trepidation and awe. Avalim Echav V'Nashmiya Koyloi. But if his intent is to sing with his beautiful voice, and he's happy with how his voice sounds for its own sake, that's not very nice at all. And in general, no matter what the reason is, if you take too long, that's not good. Because you matriach the tzibur. So the Baal Tefillah's kavana has to be the Shem Shemayim. And on top of that, even the Shem Shemayim, you shouldn't be marach too long because everyone's waiting for you. Mr. Brewer, Sifkar Lamadad, Shlich Tzibur. Mishyesh lo kol ne'im, a person who has a pleasant voice, Yirani l'Kadosh Baruch Hu v'lo sh'or benonos. He should sing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not other singing. He shouldn't use his voice for other things. V'im rokak, if he spit, yikanech piv, he should first clean his mouth, v'achach espal, and then David. Sifkal Naman Hey Maguna, if he does it just because he enjoys his voice and wants everyone to hear his nice voice, but not Lashem Shemayim, that's Maguna. Isa B'Sefer Chasim, Sefer Chasim writes, B'Shah Shemeshim Gamliel, Yatsa Ledin Lehareg, when Rabbi Shemeshim Gamliel was judged to be taken out to be killed, Amar Rabbi Yishmol Kangodl, he said to Yishmol Kangodl, Achi, my brother, Levneima Ani Yatsa Lehareg, why am I being judged for death? Amalo, Rabbi Shmuel Kangolda said to him, Shema Hayisa Dorish Barabim, maybe you would give public lectures, V'samach Libcho, and you were happy about it, V'nenesim Edivei Torah, and you got hana from the Torah that everyone is paying attention to your drasha and you enjoy that. Amalo, Achi Nichamtani, oh, my brother, you've given me the chama, now I understand the Chiyav Misa. So if that was for the drasha that he gave in Divrei Torah, imagine for the chazan who is gargling away for his own hana. That's going to be a terrible. Sivka Lamevav, Hatzibur. He should not matriach on the tzibur, even if it's kavanah lishma. Kosa b'yam sheshloima simen nun. The Marshal writes in simen nun yam sheshloima, Osu lo laharich shalo b'rson hakahal, afil b'shas yontif. If the tzibur doesn't want, he should not be marach even on Shabbos and Yontif. The af beratzen hakahal, and even if this kahal does want, yoser mi dai, going overboard maguna. That's not nice. Ki ein ze lo mi chetzi l'Hashem lo chetzi l'chem. This is not from the half for Hashem and not from the half for l'chem. Kosev shir knesa gadol b'shem tshuva z'ri bruna. Shir knesa gadol quotes a tshuva from Ari Bruna. Shir tzibur shenifsal koilam. Shir tzibur whose voice went on him. His voice doesn't sound the same. If nishma kiilu marateis v'shavur, if his sound of his voice comes out broken and stuttery, puzzle, he shouldn't daven. Od kasev, he says further, shnei chazanim shavim, if you have two equal chazanim, kohen kodem levi, if one's a kohen, one's a levi, give preference to the kohen. Levi yisrael, if there's a levi in yisrael, levi goes before the yisrael. The tamachachim kohen l'ma'aretz, tamachachim goes ahead of tam'aretz. Even if the Amoritz was a Kohen and certainly a Levi, Tamachachem takes preference. So someone who has a beautiful voice, Shetaka, use it L'Shem Shemayim, but even then shouldn't go overboard and should not be Matriach on the Tzibur. So if you'd base, Ein Memanin Mishakar La'alfin Einin V'La'ainin Alfin. You do not make a Shiach Tzibur, you don't appoint a Shiach Tzibur if he doesn't know how to pronounce an aleph different than an ayin and an ayin of an aleph. If they sound the same, he can't daven for the yomit. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Lama Zayin. The aleph and ayin, the perish. Havaras ha'ayin hu b'chozik v'amuka yosem havaras ha'aleph. The way you pronounce the letter ayin has to be stronger and deeper than the pronunciation of an aleph. And we know some people attempt to make it sound like an oing sound. V'u'adin l'misha kari chesin heyin, there are people whose ches comes out of hey. O'shakar l'shibor l'sibor l'is, or the shin comes out of sin. Seishan dav damit. Im kula medabim kach, but if everyone speaks that way, then it could be a shiatsiba, because that's how everyone talks. V'da'o, and you should know further. Du'adin l'kol mishen yochalo tzioisis kitikun. Any time you have a situation, a person cannot pronounce the letters properly. Gon shukvap head. Kvap loshen. He has a speech impediment. Gam can in maridin herself in there. He can't down for the omit.
So Moshe Rabbeinu, apostle for davening.
Can't down for the omit. Kimuchme Rambam perik dasvav milchasias kapalacha alaf percheschos tefilacha beis nashuk as a mishnah. The Rambam writes this twice. V'tzorch in miyushami perik hayakur halacha dal the isa sham im hayalashonu aruch ayin sham b'fnei Moshe the matbin nizeh. The Yerushalmi it says a heter and the Moshe brings it. Moshe b'kol malkam in a mishana oisem av yosna ayin sham. He's not altering the letters. Achen if yimasha perisham about sefer charedim, Mr. Yerushalmi yichud works out according to the sefer charedim pshat in Yerushalmi. So there's the Chakash from the Yerushalmi, so there's a Teres from the Kasha. In any event,
what means Mehol Lashon Aruch?
If he ends up saying he knows the words, it's Aruch, it's a range. It's, everything comes out. Mm-hmm. He says it all, but he stammers it and just doesn't come out straight, easily. So if everyone speaks this way with the mispronounced, so that's fine. That's how everyone is doubting. Sifkat Mamaches La Ein and Alfin. And Pichodesh Shehel, the Bzman Deleka Acher, Roy Kamoso. Pichodesh says, listen, at a time when there's no one better than this Baal Tefila, who can't pronounce his alfs and ayins different, Mutal Harid, Lo Teva. You can let him down for the Amid. Afilu Beches and Hein, even if his Ches comes out of Hein, his Hein comes out of Ches. Al Baal Pnei Moisha, and Al Chedek Alav Esar, Afilu Bedeleka Acher, Lo Shari, Kim Hechedek Shum Mechav, and the Kroso So Lo Ches, the Tayo Chedek Alav Esar, Lo Shapir. Pnei Moisha says, no, you know, there's nowhere else. How can you give someone the Amid? He can't pronounce the Ches. It comes out of Hey. Unless, if he tries really hard, he can get the Ches sound out. V'nir od and Ratzim Baiter, da'afili pichosh, iloi to pichodosh, en mutl manos v'shasibu bekeva, he shouldn't be appointed as a regular Baal Tefillah, pen yizdam in mocha acher to a minute, because someone may show up in town who's better Baal Tefillah than him, and let him down for the Amid. Rak l'pam zem mutl abido, this time he could daven, v'deleka roi kamos, because no one else is as good as he is. So the Aleph Ayin was a real issue. Today it's a lost art essentially, and we're not mocking one of these things because we don't make a difference in how we talk. So therefore it's for all of us acceptable. If you take a look in Be'er Loch, he mentions in the Tiber Maskel Mishakura that later on in Simak Kuf Chav Ches Tas Kon Lamed Meikah B'zeh B'zman Neinashin Rofa Mechina B'zeh, people aren't differentiating between the Alephs and the Ayins. And therefore, we're not going to make a big deal about the Aleph and the Ayins, but we are sometimes concerned with the Shins and the Sins, or the Ches and the Hey. So again, if we have Baal Tefillah who can pronounce it right, he would get the Omid. Sif Yud Gimel. Pocheach. V'hu misha bigdo kurua zorsov megulim. The Gemara that talks about a Pocheach. A Pocheach comes to shul, and his clothes are all torn, and his arms are exposed, because his clothes are ripped. Like we're in the fair, he shouldn't be diving for the Amid. Mr. Bursakon Lamates, his arms are exposed, Gam Ksefa, his shoulders too. So he comes in like that to dive, and he can't dive for the Amid. Sifkat Mem Lefnea Teva, Laso, Shech Sibla Spala, we don't let him be Shech Sibra. Al Pareso Shmalavad, because he could say Baruchu. Vagamein Akur, but Torah, he shouldn't get an Aliyah either, Shaganahu. It's not nice. Seif Yadalad. Suma Yore Lefnea Teva, a blind person could dive for the Amid. But he should not lean. Because things that are written should not be said by heart. Someone who's blind can daven for the Amid, even if he's blind in both eyes. All the mitzvahs min haTorah. The kind of crowd born to be Yehudi, passing the bond who disagreed with Yehudi. Yehudi said that a sumah is part of the mitzvahs. You don't hold that way. But if you look at Chuvas Chavas Yoyah, he comes out that still we wouldn't want a blind person to daven for the Amid Yom Neroim. Even if he's just blind in one eye, as long as there's someone else who is fit and suited for the job, Ayin Shem Tamo look there for his reason. Rabbi disagrees with this Psak of the Chavas Yoyah. it would appear to me that even according to the Chavisyar, that means you don't appoint the Chachila a Shliach Tzibur for Yom Neroyim who's blind even in one eye. But if he had been a long-standing Shliach Tzibur, and then he can no longer see in one eye or both, we're not going to take away his job. Shliach Tzibur sheyesh lo kavedus aznayim, a Shliach Tzibur who gets hard of hearing, she'enu rishumei kal, he can't hear. Ma'asik b'chidushim b'kivei eger, kivei eger concludes in his chidushim, to lo yehyeh Shliach Tzibur, he should not be Shliach Tzibur. The aftim lo hishmi lo ozno yatsa, even though we paskin that one can say a tefillah without hearing what he says and he's yotze, but since the chatchila, when he davens, he should hear what he says, he is not the one who the chatchila should be davening and be moitzi others. Sivkot and membeis, shalo yikra, a sumo should not be the bal kair. I only come on some kuflamates sivgim b'hagol. Look later in kuflamates sivgim and ramor. That today we will give a Summa and Aliyah because he's not leaning. We have a Sheikh Sibu who's leaning and Shemeya Ka'ina. So he can get Aliyah, but he's not going to be a Balkari. Se'if Tezvov. Shliach Tzibur Kavua, Yerei Lefnei HaTeir Ba'atzmo, V'lo Yamten Sheyomim Lo. If you have a set Shliach Tzibur, he goes down to the Omid without being asked. He doesn't have to wait for someone to call him up. He just goes and takes the omt. Mishtabur Sifkan Mem Gimel. The lo yamt, and he doesn't wait for them to call him. Shahari Kavar Minulaza. He's already been appointed. He's been given the job. For him, there's no inyan to wait until they come over to him and ask him a second time, and the third time he goes. If he's the set Shliach Tzibur, he just goes and takes the omt.